If you have your Bibles tonight, I want you to go with me to the book of Matthew. I want to share something that God's put on my spirit tonight. Before we get ready to read the scriptures, I want you to think about the title of what God has given into my spirit tonight. A man of authority and a man under authority. There's a difference. I don't know about you, but there's several around us tonight that need the authority of Jesus' name to set some things free in their life. I was talking with Sister Janet on the phone today and found out that I had just been at the hospital. What night was it, Annette, that I went back to the hospital? Well, it was earlier over the weekend. And Janet's mother had been back to the hospital, and she had been in before with a stroke. She had come out of that. She'd been home. Some gangrene had set into one of her feet. They had to do some operation on that. She got back out. She's back in the hospital again. And when I talked to Sister Janet today, her mother had just recently received salvation into her heart, and she's getting discouraged. And I know what the enemy's trying to do. He's trying to destroy one of God's children that's come into his family. And I told Sister Janet on the phone that I'm believing tonight for a breakthrough. And then many of you know Vic and Missy, who's been in service with us many times. Lately, they've not been with us all that much because Vic is one that has been really going through it in a very physical way, a lot of pain. And not only that, but there's been a fight over workman's comp. There's been a fight over insurance. And tonight he has no insurance. Tonight he has no way of getting medical help. But yet he's in great need of a breakthrough. And again, I felt impressed of the Lord that there needs to be authority spoken in the name of Jesus to see some folks set free. And then even coming in tonight, I was listening in on some and they were talking about how they needed God to do a healing in their life. So tonight, I want to say by faith in the Word, and I'm going to be a receiver of this myself, because the enemy does not want a message of faith. He does not want a message of authority. And he's even trying tonight to take away our singing, our voices that we normally have a little bit stronger to give him praise with. But by Jesus' name, I'm declaring before the word's even read tonight that we have authority in the name of Jesus. So I wanted you to know tonight that I came with a burden on my heart to see God's authority set free on us. In the scripture text tonight, I want to read from Matthew chapter 8 and beginning at verse number 1. If you're able to stand, I want to challenge you tonight to stand out of reverence for God's holy word as we read the passages of scripture together. Matthew chapter 8, and I want to begin at verse number 1 and read all the way through verse number 17. Matthew 8, beginning at verse 1. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Jesus saith unto him, see that thou tell no man, but go thy way and show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. And he said, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy and grievously tormented. I want to read verse number 6 again, because I believe the enemy is trying his best to leave people behind from the healing touch of Jesus, where they are being tormented in their sickness and in their disease. Verse number 6 says, And saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority. I want you to understand tonight, this man knew his position. He was a man under authority, but he was not the man of authority. Having soldiers under me, he said, I say to this man, go, and he goes, and I say to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled. And he said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found such great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Verse 14 says, and when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. And when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. And verse number 17 says, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sickness. Lord Jesus, I thank you tonight in your name. I stand as a minister of God. In your name tonight, I began to encourage every heart to believe that God is the healer. I challenge every person here tonight in the sound of the voice of the Word of God to receive and accept just as though the centurion soldier was in our midst tonight and was saying, I know what it is to be a man under authority, but I'm coming to the man of authority tonight. And Jesus, there's many things that are filling this room with needs and people's needs that I myself cannot meet. I'm just a man under authority tonight, but I know the man who is of all authority. His name is Jesus. I come tonight, Lord Jesus, to just be used as a vessel, one that you will have honor with, one that you will receive glory from as we preach and teach and share the word of Jesus tonight. I pray now, Lord, for every heart that's here, Lord Jesus, that they would be able to receive what you have for us tonight in this hour. I give you all praise. I give you glory in the name of Jesus. Before you sit down tonight, I want you to give the Lord a very special hand clap of praise tonight. I want you to believe with your heart. Go ahead, begin to praise him. Go ahead, begin to worship him. Go ahead, begin to believe on the name of Jesus that he is the healer. He is the provider. He is the Savior. He is the King. He is the Lord. He is the Lamb of God. He is the Son of God. He is the living Word. He is the resurrection and the life. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. What he did then, he will do now. What he has done for others, he will do for us tonight. Hallelujah. Give him some praise and honor and glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated tonight. Hallelujah. Have you ever thought about coming into the presence where all authority sits? Can I remind you tonight that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father? He has his position now in heaven. He has conquered death, hell, the grave. The Bible says that he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. I came tonight because we need to be like the centurion man. What is that man like? He had some compassion in his heart because there was somebody that was of his household, maybe not blood relative, but a servant. And after seeing the servant suffer, this is a man that knew what it was to be a man under authority. He could tell one person to go and they would go. He could tell another person to do this and they would do that. But he found himself up against a wall when it was looking on his servant that he could not do anything for that servant. He was restricted by just being a man under authority. I'm here to tell you tonight, if you're a born-again believer, if you have been filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, we have been given the authority of Jesus' name to speak. His name. The centurion, when he was there, standing with the Messiah, standing with Jesus, he said, "Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick with the palsy." But it went on and said, this man, this servant was in torment. Can I tell you tonight, sickness is a torment? Can I tell you loneliness is a torment? Can I tell you depression is a torment? Can I tell you that fear is a torment? So what is it going to take to get rid of the torment that's in our life? It's going to take not a man under authority, but a man of authority to do something about it. We can live with our problems. We do it every day. We can hear other people's problems and have sympathy for them. We do it every day. But God has given a church body. God has called a family of His to be responsible to do something with authority. Why leave the sick sick? Why leave the broken heart broken? Why leave the sinner stuck in sin? Why leave the person that's addicted to whatever it is they're addicted? Why leave them bound? Every song we sang tonight was identifying with needing the authority of Jesus. Just tell the truth. We do have struggles. Be honest, inside our own hearts, we do. But there's something different about the child of God and every other person that walks on the face of the earth. When you and I get to Jesus, there is a message that the centurion teaches us and pulls us back in to remember that in that name there's authority. But are we using His name? Do you know the Bible says, "Take not the name of the Lord thy God in vain"? Do you know really what He's saying? If you use the name of God, you better be speaking about the power of God. You better be speaking about the holiness of God. You better be speaking about the purity of God. You better be speaking about the one true God. But we say Jesus' name in church, Sunday school, sing about it. But can I tell you how we take Jesus' name in vain when we don't give Him the authority that His name is worth? Pray in the name of Jesus. Get to the point where you're going to be like the centurion, and I'm going to be that way. Go back to Jesus and give Him the right title and say, "Listen, Jesus, I know what it is to be a man under authority. I know what it is to maybe be a boss in my house. I know what it is maybe to be a boss over my children. But Lord, there's some things I can't do. And I have to recognize that you are the one that is the man of authority. I can't preach his word. But if I preach in the name of Jesus with his authority, it'll do good. There's some people tonight that are home, not by choice, but they need some authority spoken over them. I called a few people tonight. And I asked them, I said, would you please read these scripture verses? This is what I'm going to preach tonight. I told them, because of what they were telling me, I said, when we're done preaching, then we're going to have a time of prayer tonight, and I want them to be part of this prayer. What did this centurion say to Jesus when Jesus said, I'll come and I'll heal the servant? The centurion said, that's okay. You have so much power in your words. You have so much power in the name. You have so much power over you. Just say it. Just say it. And my servant will be healed. Do you know that got Jesus' attention? He said something to that centurion and said, not anywhere in all of Israel have I found such great faith. Here we are now over 2,000 years past the cross, past the blood, past the resurrection, and God is still looking for a church that will stand up and say, in the authority name of Jesus, sickness, I bind you at the root. Devils, I bind you and cast you out of people's lives. Sin and sickness, I say in Jesus' name, be loose. Where's the authority of the church? Do you know it's the responsibility of the church to pray for the sick? The sick are going through it. They need the prayers of the church. Just because you came in and you might be healthy, your neighbor sitting next to you came because they need your prayers. If we notice people missing, Brother Bob, we knew that you were home this morning, but we were praying for you this morning. Often when we call out the prayer requests, I'm so thankful that you guys help in this church to pray for people. Sister Bullman told me tonight that she takes home the bulletin so she can look it over and see if somebody else has been added to the prayer list. I'm here to tell you tonight that if we'll read this passage of Scripture and let the authority of Jesus' name get a hold of us, we'll see some people come off that prayer list and have them testify in the house of God that God has shown up in their hearts and lives and sent the sickness away. I'm thankful that we're praying. But God, I'm asking the Holy Spirit tonight to stir us up into the authority. Know the difference. A man under authority and a man of authority. God said, let there be light. And there was light. Do you know everything about sin and sickness and disease is in darkness? And if Jesus said, let there be light, He has already given us the means on how to get rid of every evil spirit, every dark thing in our lives, everything that's causing us to be tormented, just like that centurion servant was tormented. All you need to do is, by the authority of Jesus' name, declare the light of Jesus. And don't stop. I'm ready to see Vic and Missy come back to church. There was a promise that Janet's mother gave to them. And she had just recently, as I shared with you, given her heart to the Lord. And she said, when I'm healthy enough, I'll come to church. And the enemy's trying to say no. But in Jesus' name, I'm going to say yes. That we're going to see the testimony of Janet and Dave and Janet's mother and Don come to church. How many can believe that with me tonight? How many can use the name of Jesus and receive the authority of Jesus' word and begin to see them sitting in one of these pews beside you and me and know that we're going to hear a testimony that God is the deliverer? I was there at the hospital the night that she was on her deathbed and they were working on her and she was just about to go on into eternity, and just in a hand snap as we were praying, God put life back into her. He gave her authority to live, and in the name of Jesus, I'm preaching about the authority of Jesus to keep her living and get her out of these hospitals and bring her into the house of God. I believe it tonight. You and I have been prayed for. We have prayed for others. It's not time to quit. Let the message of Jesus' authority speak to us tonight. The centurion was teaching us, pointing right at Jesus and saying, you've got all the authority. He had soldiers under him. The centurion did. He had a pretty high position. He was getting some things accomplished. But when it came down to looking on one of his servants being tormented, he said, I don't have that kind of authority. But I know who does. I know who does. He went to Jesus. He went with Jesus to Jesus. But all the way going there, he said, I'm going to the one that has all authority. He wasn't just thinking about Jesus being a good teacher. He wasn't just thinking about Jesus performing a few miracles. He was going to the source of authority. Something had to break on this situation. It was going to take the man of authority. It was going to take Jesus' words being said. Sometimes when you go through the prayer line, there's not much authority there. Oh, we know what the Bible says. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. But you got to remember, it's the prayer of faith. Faith is the authority believing in Jesus, not you and I believing that just because we lay our hands on somebody that they're going to recover and get better. But when you remember who the authority is and you're praying in the name of Jesus, in the authority of His holy name, that's when something happens. It takes some faith. To go to the one of authority. Jesus was one that was found in the temple. The religious teachers of the day said that he taught like one of authority. He ought to, because he is authority. How much authority does Jesus have? He called dead Lazarus out of the grave after 4 days. Jesus did that with his authority. I want to ask you something tonight. If Jesus, 2 different times, he said, I will. After he was there in the scripture that I read there in Matthew chapter 8, all about healing. The best thing you can do when you're sick is read the scriptures about Jesus' power to heal. The best thing that you can have prayed over you is somebody that knows what the scripture says about healing. And pray in the name of Jesus. 2 times in this passage of scripture, Jesus says, I will. Didn't say maybe. But he said, I will. I have authority and I will. I will my authority to do this. One was a leper. Leper kind of came up and said, Lord, if it be thy will. Can you make me clean? Jesus put forth his hand and touched him. And his word said, I will be thou clean. He first said, I will, and then he used the voice of authority and he said, be thou clean. He took authority over the unclean thing. Before the centurion could even finish, he was going to go on and tell him. He was going to go on and just say, Lord, I have a servant at home. He's lying in bed. He's sick and he's grievously tormented. And I believe the centurion was just going to go right on along and say, Lord, just send the word to him. I'm not worthy. He was going to start emptying his heart before Jesus and saying, God, I'm not worthy for you to come to my house. Don't even come into my door. Don't even come on my property. But I know you as a man of authority. But before he could do that, Jesus said, I will come. And Jesus spoke of authority. He said, I will come and I will heal. Again, he takes his place of authority. He told the leper, it is my will, yes, and be thou clean. He took authority over the leprosy and said, be thou clean, and took authority over that. And then the centurion. This man's heart was hurting. It's like watching a loved one suffer. A good friend. Can I just be real honest with you? My heart hurts when I hear about sickness and disease. And I need this message for me tonight because there's times I don't know what to do. But Jesus is bringing me to his word and I'm just like a man under authority. I have some responsibilities in the church, but I'm not the man of authority. I'm just a man under authority. So I got to go to Jesus and bring these things before God and say, Jesus, just say the word. It's not easy going into hospitals. And the emotions that we have. watching. Somebody that's saying words like, help me. Do something for me. I've seen it with little grandbabies when they aren't old enough to talk yet, and all you can do is see the pain on them, and they're just reaching out like saying, can't somebody help me? We know that Jesus says it's His will, and we can get that far. But we've also got to go in and be like the centurion, bold in our faith, and remember that it's the authority of Jesus that has to next show up. Knowing it's God's will to heal is great. But if you don't get right up to Jesus and begin to talk with Him and say, Jesus, in Your name, go here. Help this. Say it with authority. Get His authority. We need a church that reaches the point of being like the centurion and say, I'm tired of seeing torment on people's faces. And let's go to get Jesus. And let Him say something over our life. He'll say the same thing. He'll say, I will. I'll come to your house. I'll come to the room in the hospital. I'll come where you are. Tonight I came to pray a prayer of authority over sickness. Many in this church are dealing with some place, symptom, disease, sickness. Not just one. There's several in this church. And I want to see Jesus' authority released. It's going to take our faith. It's going to take our faith. But how great, how great a victory. I want you to take notice of the names on our bulletin. I need one of our bulletins tonight. Some of your names are on here. The ones that are home, the ones that are in the hospital, their names are on here. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. I want you to pray tonight with me. And in your prayer, I want you to go to Jesus and say, Lord, all you got to do is say the word. And He's going to say, I will. I will. The only way that sickness and disease leaves is when a greater authority shows up. The Bible says, greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We're more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We preach it, we read it, we say it. But tonight we need to put the authority in it and say, Jesus, I'm not the head. I'm a person under. I'm not the one that's going to be able to put myself in that position just because the Word says that. Yes, I need my faith to be activated in that. But Jesus, you got to call me the head. Jesus, you got to tell me that no weapon's going to be formed against me is going to prosper. Jesus, you got to speak to my spirit and say, by your stripes, I'm healed. Jesus, you got to get it into me. Say it in the authority of his name. I'm believing. And I want to see the authority of Jesus turn loose on some people that's been bound way too long. Maybe you're here tonight. You reached the point that you're just flat tired of being tormented with whatever it is. You've been in prayers. People have been praying for you. Praise God. I want to challenge you tonight. Receive the prayer of authority as the centurion came to Jesus and said, Jesus, just say the word now. Keep putting Jesus' name over your life. Pray for one another in the name of Jesus. There's a difference between a man of authority who's Jesus and the man under authority who is you and I. We all have a certain place of authority. But we need to exercise the authority of Jesus' name. Believe that at his word, things change. He opened up blinded eyes. Those that couldn't speak, he gave them voice. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This bottle represents the anointing oil. In this bottle is just oil. But in the name of Jesus, it becomes a contact. It represents authority. You can take anointing oil around your home. I have anointed several things, if not every bench and every piece of furniture in this sanctuary more than one time in my times of prayer. I believe in the anointing of Jesus. Impossible situations, Jesus has the authority to make it possible. I don't know what your needs are, but I'm going to take the anointing oil and put it over this list of prayer people that we're praying for. Now I'm going to ask this congregation to call out the name of Jesus. Go to him. like the centurion soldier went, and say, Jesus, so-and-so needs a healing. Would you send your word? Would you go there tonight? Would you minister to them? In the same hour that the centurion was there at the point of faith, church, you have to understand that in the hour of faith, something happens. In the authority of Jesus' name, at the contact of your faith, in the same hour, something is going to change in the same hour. There are people that's outside this church tonight that I have already called and asked them to read the scriptures. I did not tell them everything that the Spirit of God was leading me to do. But in the same hour that we're preaching and ministering tonight, I'm believing that in the same hour, in the homes that are away from the church, God is going to send His Holy Spirit. And in the authority of the name of Jesus, in the same hour, there's going to be change in the hospital room. In the same hour, there's going to be change in Vic's life. In the same hour, there's going to be change in Missy. And you that are here tonight, you that have come to the house to worship the Lord, in this same hour, as we release Jesus' authority, you will not be the same. You will not be the same. The Word of God does not leave things the same. Jesus' words do not leave things as they are. He changes them. His Word has been shared, read, preached. We've sang. We've worshiped, but release His authority. Release His authority. Ask Him. Ask His authority to show up in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, there's people. There's people that's been on this prayer list too long. Lord Jesus, there's people that have been to the doctor and 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 been to the doctor. There's people, Lord Jesus, that are going home tormented. There's people on this list, Lord God, that are needing a miracle and a supernatural touch. And Father, I'm just a man under authority, but You are the man of authority. There's families that are not saved on this list. There's people who need jobs on this list. God, I come to You like the centurion soldier. And I say, Lord God, just say the word. You sent Your word and healed our diseases. That's Your word. I take authority in the name of Jesus, and I pray, Father God, that every legal situation that's going on in people's lives that is unfair, I pray in Jesus' name that it be turned around. And God, You are the supplier, and meet the needs of Your children. If they need covered in their medical bills, God, I pray You open up a door in the name of Jesus tonight and begin to turn the tables. I pray that if there be someone here tonight that needs a job, that in the name of Jesus, they find favor under your authority. I pray, Lord God, for the neck and the back. I pray for the legs and the knees. I pray for the mind and the headaches and the heart problems. I pray, Lord God, for the problems walking and the arthritis in the hands. I pray, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, for the feet being swollen, the ankles being swollen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I began to speak the body back to health in the name of Jesus. I speak to the eyes who were given sight by the Lord to see clear. I pray for the babies. I pray, Lord, that the viruses that are trying to come in the homes and cause them to be in sickness, I bind that evil thing in the name of Jesus, and I pray that health come upon the babies. If you have a need tonight, don't come to another prayer line. Be the centurion yourself and come down and say to Jesus, just say the word. Let his authority be spoken over your life. Say the word. Maybe you haven't received Jesus. You can receive him tonight. Why do I want to receive him? Because he's all authority and he can be Lord of your home and your life. What you thought was impossible to do, God will open up a door. He'll make a way. Every name on this list, Father, I say to you, I'm just a man under authority. But I can come boldly before the throne of grace, and I can hold these individuals before your throne and say, God, in your name, send your authority and send your word. All authority has been given unto Jesus. The Bible says that he's right now sitting at the right hand of the Father. He intercedes for us, and the Bible says he's waiting for every enemy to be made his footstool. What is he waiting on? He's waiting on every centurion to get up and go find him and say, Jesus, I'm just a man under authority, but you're the man of authority. What I can't do, you can do with a word. You can speak it. You can speak it, Father. Let there be light. And there was light. One place in Scripture, the Bible says, there was a man that was bound so bad he had a legion of demons. Couldn't keep his clothes on. He couldn't live in town. They chained him to the tombs. All Jesus had to say was go. And they went. Lord Jesus, speak to every foul spirit in this place. Send it going. Worry, unbelief, doubt, hatred, pride, lust. God, in your name, send it out. I preached this morning about one of the ways that you know when Jesus shows up. He brings peace. I'm sensing His peace. I don't know what you really want tonight. But I just came to tell you there's a man who's got all authority, and nothing that you're facing is greater than He is. Is there someone tonight that would say, I'm ready for Jesus' authority to be over my situation? I'm ready for Jesus to be the authority over my life. If that's you tonight, I want you to come forward. Hallelujah. He's the authority. Praise the name of Jesus. I don't know why we resist. That's going to have to be for the Lord to sort out. But church, we've got to be a church that takes the authority of the name of Jesus and not use His name in vain. Fight the good fight of faith. You'll win every time. The promises of Jesus are yes. And amen. Nobody can change the promise that Jesus has spoken. His word's already out there. Just stand where you are tonight. We'll go to the Lord in prayer together. Lord Jesus, I believe all authority and all power has been given unto You. God, I believe that we've got many things to learn from the centurion. To recognize that we're only under authority, but You are authority. When I pray in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray, Father, remembering that I'm asking the authority of Jesus to do what I can't do. Lord, that I will remember when it comes time to ask about what Your will is. You said, I will. I will. I will be Thou clean. I will come and heal. I will. God, I believe You will. You said You will. I believe You will touch the lives in this building, in this sanctuary, in this church. I believe You will visit those that are at home tonight, those that are in the hospital tonight. I believe that You will. I believe that You will. And Lord, I'm standing believing that we're not going to get the same kind of phone calls, adding more and more to the prayer list, but we're going to start getting phone calls. You can take this one off. You can take this one off. You can take this one off. You can take this one off, because the authority of the word of Jesus has went forth, and the word does not return void. It will go and accomplish that it set forth to do. And God, we send Your word out on every single one that's on this prayer list tonight. Every one of them, we send Your word out on them tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you worship Him a minute? We're going to get ready to go downstairs, and if you want to stay for some cake and something to drink, some punch. We're going to celebrate birthdays, something that we do. We honor birthdays and anniversaries. But I want to praise him a minute. I just want to praise him. God help me tonight. I couldn't even really sing, but God gave me the voice strong enough to preach his word. And I thank him for that tonight. I thank him for you coming. I thank him for your prayers. I thank him for your faith. God, we love you. And we praise you. We magnify you. Lean on him and trust him. Praise his holy name. We love you. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to go ahead and dismiss us tonight. If you want to stay with us for a while, go downstairs and have some cake. You're more than welcome to stay with us. Use the authority of Jesus' name. Use it in your life. You're dismissed.